It will be only a short homily, just a word about the angels. The Mass today is the Mass of the Angels. How we need to examine, dare I say, improve our devotion to the angels. The number of angels we believe is in the hundreds of millions. You know what happened? Many of the angels in their pride refused to adore God. It's part of the teaching of the Church that God created as many human beings, to create as many by the end of time as there were angels who refused to obey God. These we believe are pure spirits. They have no bodies. How important that is. God is God, has no body. We are human beings. We have bodies and souls. The angels are only, shall I use that adverb, only souls. How much the good angels can teach us. The good angels remain faithful to God when countless other angels run faithful to God. How we need that lesson today. We are to be faithful to God who made us, no matter who or how many people are not faithful to God. The angels are pure spirits. They have only minds and wills. That's all you need to adore God. They are always, always speaking to God. They are always thinking of God. But most importantly, the angels are always, and the others are always, expressing their love of God. How do they show their love for God? How we need this, by always conforming their wills to the will of God. Our one prayer should always be, Lord, what do you want me to do? Give me the strength to do it. Because that's the only reason I have a free will to do your will, so that doing your will on earth, I may enjoy you for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.